Welcome to No Longer Conformed. I'm Eric Garthy, and we are studying seven churches of Revelation from Revelation chapters 2 and 3. In this session, we'll be looking at Revelation chapter 2, verses 18 to 29, Thyatira. Let's read the beginning of our text, verses 18 and 19 from Revelation chapter 2. And to the angel of the church in Thyatira write, "These things says the Son of God, who has eyes like a flame of fire and his feet like fine brass. I know your works, love, service, faith, and your patience. And as for your works, the last are more than the first. Jesus is the Son of God with eyes like a flaming fire and feet like fine brass. He will judge his church penetrating insight. His eyes are good and his eyes see good and evil. His feet speak of judgment." 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 10. "For we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that each one may receive the things done in the body according to what he has done, whether good or bad." This is not the white throne judgment for unbelievers at the end of the tribulation. It is for gaining crowns for service as believers. For Jesus to be a righteous judge, he must know how we've lived. Does he know? Well, verse 19 makes it very clear that the Lord knows. In fact, he knows six things about us. "I know your works, love, service, faith, and your patience. And as for your works, the last are more than the first." Our works. Christians do the work of Christians. Those who don't do the work of Christians make you wonder if. Our love. When people turn to Christ, they receive the Holy Spirit in their heart. The first listed fruit of the Spirit is love, agape. Our service. Service is ministry. The purpose of the church is not entertainment, promoting our image, healing our wounds. It is to serve God. Our faith. Genuine faith can be seen. It produces fruit of good deeds. This is how an unbelieving world sees Christ in us. Our patience. This is long-suffering, the fourth fruit of the Spirit. Many in the church endure great pressure for long periods of time. Our last works. The goal of the church should be to do more, grow more, reach more, to increase in good works. The Lord knows the details of all these things in each of our lives. There will be no cries of, "Oh, but you don't understand," at the judgment seat of Christ. What is the fear of God? It is an awareness that God is watching and listening to all we say or do. Verses 20 and 21 begin with "nevertheless" and continue. "I have a few things against you, because you allow that woman Jezebel, who calls herself a prophetess, to teach and seduce my servants to commit sexual immorality and eat things sacrificed to idols. And I gave her time to repent of her sexual immorality, and she did not repent." Jezebel was a false teacher, a pagan temple priestess. She was deeply involved in fortune telling, passing herself off as a prophetess of God, misleading Christians into immorality and idolatry. You allow. We want to bring in more people to the church, which sounds good, so we work to make them comfortable in church, even tickling their ears with heresies. Jesus is patient, but those involved in the occult find it hard to change. Historically, the Lord gave the church 1,000 years to change as false teachers led the church astray. The church may look healthy on the surface, but be a cesspool below. This was Thyatira. They were better than those before, still had the love Ephesus had lost, held on to the faith that Pergamos was losing, stood patiently in suffering like Smyrna. Yet, within this beautiful body of a church, a cancer was being allowed to grow. Satan's attack at Thyatira was the infiltration of immorality. The church at Thyatira represents what is historically known as the devil's millennium, 590 AD to 1517 AD. It's part of the 1200 years from Constantine to Martin Luther. During this time, the Roman church did many wicked things in Christ's name. It was the Dark Ages, when the Catholic Church grew more and more corrupt, with more and more idolatrous worship. The church oppressively controlled the people through ignorance of the truth. How did Jesus deal with this? Well, look at verse 22. Indeed, I will cast her into a sickbed, and those who commit adultery with her into great tribulation, unless they repent of their deeds. He warned that they were playing with fire. Those who bring spiritual adultery into the church and those who allow it to stay will be judged. How will Jesus judge such a church? He will cause that church to die out. All the talk today of not needing theology and doctrine. This teaching is a Trojan horse of Satan. It produces tolerance of sin in the body of believers. There are two things every Christian should know. Number one, God is good. And number two, God judges sin. Look at verse 23. I will kill her children with death, and all the churches shall know that I am he who searches the minds and hearts, and I will give to each one of you according to your works. Our words and actions are obvious, but Jesus sees far beyond those. He sees emotions, desires, thoughts. Nothing is hidden from him. Jesus will judge all. What does Jesus have to say to believers in today's church through his letter to the church at Thyatira? Well, first, the Lord gives a word of encouragement, verses 24 and 25. Now to you who say, and to the rest in Thyatira, as many as do not have this doctrine, who have not known the depths of Satan, as they say, I will put on you no other burden, but hold fast to what you have till I come. Some in Thyatira remained faithful. No extra burden was placed on them. They were already serving in difficult circumstances. Just hold on to what you have. But for how long? Till I come. Keep serving until Jesus returns. Satan will attack the church from without, from the outside, and from within. But hold on, I'm coming. Second, the Lord gives a word, a promise. Verse 26 down to verse 29. And he who overcomes and keeps my works until the end, to him I will give power over the nations. He shall rule them with a rod of iron. They shall be dashed to pieces like the potter's vessels, as I also have received from my Father, and I will give him the morning star. He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. Who overcomes and keeps my works. What's the significance? All authority has been given to the Lord, and he will give it to his overcomers one day. This is ruling during the millennium. So hold on and receive the promise of ruling with Christ in his earthly kingdom. Are you holding on to teaching contrary to Scripture? Do you counsel others contrary to Scripture? It can get frustrating to provide sound biblical answers only to be met with an ignorant, "Well, I disagree." Does your counsel include statements like, "Well, I think," "Well, my mother," "Well, we've always," "Well, Pastor so-and-so always said"? No. Being wrong for a long time doesn't make it okay. It just means more damage has occurred. Sometimes churches are allowed to develop on a crooked base. Sometimes leaders do nothing to make things right. God will judge churches for tolerating sin. Choose to make God's word the final word. You have a great day.